今天这个是福音聚会啊，我们主要是要特别来思考这个福音的信息。
So today is a Gospel Sunday. We're here to share the Gospel.
我跟大家讲路加福音15章单子回头的故事。
And the scripture is from the chapter 15 of book of Luke, the prodigal son.
这个标题叫醒悟。
The topic is come back to senses.
早期的时候美国有很多这个歌啊，流行歌曲。
There were a lot of popular songs many years ago in the U.S.
特别有一些歌是还算不错的歌。
And some of them are actually pretty good.
有一首歌叫做这个 Desperado。
There was a song named Desperado.
有听过吗？
Have you ever heard of this?
我稍微讲一下歌词啊。
So let me explain briefly about the lyrics.
那 Desperado 他大概是讲一个讲到一个人呢，他因为爱情受过伤，然后他就不愿意再踏出去啊。
So Desperado describes a person who was hurt in a relationship, and so he's not willing to step out again.
但是呢，歌词里面呢，你看的话，他没有明讲，你就可以想到，你可以想象每一个人在不同的光景里面都可以想象着类似的一个光景。
In the lyrics, the situation is not expressed very openly. It was actually implicated, but we can apply this to our everyday life as well.
那接下来我就不晓得怎么翻译，因为我是要念一句英文，然后中文翻译。
So I don't really know how to translate because I have to read in English and then with the followed by Chinese translation.
所以我讲英文，他翻译中文。
So pastor is going to speak in English and I'm going to read in Chinese.
第一句他the first verse he says desperado. Why don't you come to your senses?
亡命之徒，为什么你还没清醒？
I like the way some people translate desperado. It says, 亡命之徒啊。you don't care about anything else. You just, it's like you're desperate. You just do whatever you want to do.
我觉得亡命之徒这个东西翻译的真的很不错。然后呢，你就是翻译出他是多么的那个沮丧还有绝望。
And then it says you have been riding fences for so long now.
你在围栏上待了好久。
What does it mean to ride on the fences?
在围栏上待了很久是什么意思呢？
It means you are on the borderline, looking in. You don't want to come in. You hesitate. You're not sure if this is the right thing for you to come in.
就是说你在边缘上面徘徊了好久，然后你不知道要不要进来，你不知道是不是应该进来，所以你就一直在那里徘徊。
So you just sit on the fences and you look inside, and for a very long time, you're still not sure if you want to jump down and walking.
所以你就在围栏上面，然后一直在那里待着，然后往里面看了很久，还没有决定到底要不要跳进来。
It says, "Oh, you are a hard one." That means it's hard to convince you to come in.
他说你真的很难劝，说真的是你怎么劝你都没有办法把你给劝进来。
I know that you got your reasons, you have your excuses, you have your background, you have your difficulties.
但是我知道你有你的理由，你有你自己的困难，还有你有你自己的经历。
Then he says, these things that are pleasing you right now, you think that what you are doing right now is good, you don't need to go in, you don't need to jump down, somehow it will hurt you in the future.
那些令你开心的事情，那些事情就是说你现在正在做的那些事情，你不愿意进来的理由。然后在将来总是能够伤害到你。
Then it goes on to, don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds? Have you played cards before?
然后他说，你不要去拿钻石的王后。你们有没有打过扑克牌呢？
There's a Queen with diamonds.
所以有一个钻石的一个王后。
I think this is probably saying that you don't want to pick the girl that is rich.
这就是说你不要去找那些有钱的女生。
You just don't pick your husband or wife that who has a good job.
然后呢，你要找的男生或者女生是要有那个好的工作的。
But you can also see that you don't want to just pursue money and riches in the world.
所以你不要只是寻找世界上的金钱和财宝。
And then he says, "Boy, she will beat you someday if she can."
他说他总有一天会打你的，如果他可以的话。
And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet.
你知道红心皇后是你最好的赌注。
You have to search your heart. You have to understand your heart. Don't just blindly go for whatever that's good for your resume or for your promotion.
然后你需要去检查自己的心，然后知道自己的心，而不是为了你的履历上面写的好看。
Now it seems to me some findings have been laid upon your table.
在我看来，你的面前有很好的选择。
That means on the table of you have a lot of poker card and whatever is in front of you are a very good choices.
看来你前面有很多好的牌。
That means you are in church today.And you still have a good environment. You have Bible to understand. You have people you can look up to, and then you can search the truth.
就像你在教会里面，然后周遭有这么多的好的人，然后有福音可以听，有圣经可以学，然后你在的环境是多么的好。
But you only want the ones that you cannot get.
但是呢，你想要的总是你找不着的。
That's how we are. We always want something that we don't have.
这就是我们的人的本性，我们总是想要寻找自己所没有的。
Desperado，
亡命之徒。
You're not getting any younger。
你已经不年轻了。
Some of you saying that I want to grow up. Some of you said don't grow anymore。
然后有些人说我要长大，但是也有些人说不要再长了。
But some people getting older, they're still pursuing a lot of things that does not matter. Things that doesn't matter.
但是就算有人已经长了很大以后，他们还是越来越老了以后呢，他们还是寻找那些不无关重要的东西。
And it continues to say your pain and your hunger, they are driving you home.
你的痛苦和饥饿，他们在把你赶回原点。
In the process, you have pain, you have hunger, you know what's the right thing to do, but you just don't want to do it, and that keeps driving you and ask you to go home.
在这个过程当中呢，然后你有一些事情要做，然后你有一些东西要做，要去寻求，然后但他们就不停地把你要赶回到原点。
The next sentence it says, all freedom, that's just somebody's talking.
自由啊，自由，那只是有一些人说的。
Your prison is walking through this world all alone.
你是孤独闯世界的囚犯。
It says if you want to be free.
所以如果你想要自由的话。
You just talk about, I want to be free, but actually you're walking through your life all alone in your own prison.
然后看似你是得到自由的，但其实你只是走在自己一个人的囚房里面。
In the sense of Christian belief, we want freedom from God, but actually we are walking in our own prison alone in this world.
如果你要从基督教当中从基督教这个观念来讲呢，我们可能会要寻求自由，但是如果我们远离了神去寻找自由的话，就只是走在自己一个人的 单独的牢房里面。
Don't your feet get cold in the winter time? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell night time from the day.
难道冬天时你的双脚不冷吗？天空不会下雪，太阳也不会照耀，白天和黑夜无法分清。
You're losing all your highs and lows, and it's funny how the feelings goes away.
你在失去感到开心和低落的能力，你不觉得那种感觉的失去很奇怪吗？
It says when you're pursuing things that you're not supposed to, and then you harden your heart so hard that you don't have any more feeling.
你在寻找那些你不该寻找的东西的时候，然后你的心就会变得越来越刚硬，直到自己没有任何的感觉。
When it is winter, it's supposed to be cold, but you don't feel it.
当冬天来临的时候，应该是冷的，但你感觉不到冷。
When snow is outside, it's supposed to be hard to walk, but you don't feel it.
当外面飘起了雪的时候，应该是很难走路的，但是你也感觉不到。
For you, there is no bad mood, no happy mood.
你没有办法感到忧伤，也没有办法感到喜乐。
You just like walking dead person, you don't have any feeling at all.
好像就像一个死人在走路，没有任何的知觉。
As you pursue the things that you're not supposed to.
这就是当你寻找那些不该寻找的东西时候会发生的。
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
亡命之徒啊，为什么你不清醒？
Come down from your fences and open the gate.
从围栏上下来，打开你的心门吧。
It may be raining, but there's still a rainbow above you.
现在也许在下雨，但是你头上有一道彩虹。
You better let someone love you before it's too late.
你最好要让别人来爱你，不要让时间流逝太久。
Now this is a secular song.
这是一首世俗的歌。
We have a visitor among us, and then you might be wondering why am I sharing this on the pulpit on Sunday morning in the sermon.
我们有些新朋友坐在我们面前，然后坐在我们这里，然后你可能会想，为什么我要在这里讲这首歌呢？
I'm going to even let you listen to the song.
我甚至要把这首歌放出来给你们听。
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow.
Okay, I'm sorry. It turned off after the first light. I forgot to adjust that. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Well, it's a sign.
这可能是一个意象。
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right. I got the hint. 就这一首诗歌啊，这首诗歌里面一个主要的 ，I'm going to switch now. 主要的一个观念就是要醒悟过来。
So this song, the main theme for this song is that you have to come back to your senses.
他在最后在这里诗歌那里讲到说，什么时候你才愿意下来？
In the end of the lyrics, it says, "When are you going to come back to your senses?"
所以整个他就说，你知不知道你是一个很难劝的一个顽固的家伙？你知不知道这些你认为你觉得欢乐的事情，有一天要害你？
So the question is asked, oh, you are such a hard one, and these things that are pleasing to you can hurt you somehow.
你说你不需要信这一位神，你说这样子才是自由的。
So you say that you are not going to believe in this God, and this is the freedom.
这样的一个自由反而让你自己成为一个囚犯，孤独地走一生。
This freedom is going to imprison you by yourself and walk all alone by yourself for the entire life.
那是从这个基督徒的角度来看这首歌。
So this is to see the song from a Christian perspective.
我们今天要来看这个路加福音十五章，我们也要看到有一个浪子。
So today we're going to see a prodigal son, a lost one, in the chapter 15 of Gospel of Luke.
我们把这段经文读一遍，就是在路加福音十五章十一节。
So let's read this, these scriptures, starting from verse 11 of chapter 15.
中文的在你们的那个周报上或在上面啊，英文的我就不念中文，我请 Joyce 念一下英文的。
So, so the Chinese version is actually in your brochure, and I am going to read the English verses. And Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate."
我们来一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你，主，今天早上我们有这个机会来到你面前，求主将你自己的话语赐给我们，让我们在你的话语当中能够体会你自己在天上为父的心。你是我们在天上的天父，我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。那浪子啊，这个故事讲到一个浪子。
So this prodigal son, the lost son in this story.
那今天的浪子呢，好像是很时髦。
So prodigal sons are actually very popular today.
所谓的浪子，他们，我是指这个留在这个街边不回家的人。
What I'm referring to are those who refuse to go back home and wandering on the streets.
有些人呢，这个毕业之后呢，就要去世界去游一圈，当一个浪子，到处去也不晓得钱从哪里来，就到一个地方，然后去赚钱，然后买下一张机票，然后再飞到下一个地方。这个好像是很时髦的事情。
So it's kind of popular, become a trend that young people graduate from college, or and they don't really have any money in their sacks and just wonder about the go about the entire world, having an airplane ticket and just set out.
Yeah, 然后。但是我们在圣经里面看到这个浪子呢，不是那一种的浪子。
But the lost son in this Bible, is not those newly graduate that I was referring to.
这个浪子是一个忘记家、忘记自己源头的人。
This prodigal son is someone who forgets his home and his origin.
这个故事浪子回头的故事里头，一个最重要的一个转。
The critical moment in the story is when he came back to his senses.
他醒悟过来，醒悟是一个以前是模糊的，现在清楚啊。
So he wasn't clear, but now he's clear.
醒悟是以前错的，现在对的啊。
So come to senses before he was wrong, now he's right.
对，有一些人这个醒悟只是一念之差啊。这一秒钟跟下一秒钟就这样子转过来啊，就醒悟过来了。
For someone come back to senses is a twinkling of eye. One second ago he still wasn't clear, and now he come back to senses.
对另外一批的人呢，醒悟是要很长的时间。
For other people, it might take a very long period of time.
三四十年还不醒悟。
Maybe decades.
我们今天要来看这个浪子回头的故事。
So we're going to look at this prodigal son story.
看他在醒悟之前、醒悟之时跟醒悟之后。
To look at before he came back to senses, when he came to senses, and after he came to senses.
他在醒悟之前有三个特征。
So there are three characteristics before he came to senses.
第一个，他是不知恩典的人。
First, he's not grateful.
你看那个圣经里面第十一节说，耶稣又说，有一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业给我。
So in verse 11, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate.
什么叫做我应得的？
What does he mean by my share?
应得的就是不知恩典的人。
And he thought that he deserves it, and he's not grateful for it.
认为他应该得到所有的东西。
And he thought that he deserves everything.
在家里面，如果我听到小孩子讲说我的，我就要马上纠正他，什么叫你的
？So whenever at home, I heard my kids talking about mine, and I would instantly interrupt them. What do you mean by mine?
我有时候就要从他出生开始一直讲到今天为止，哪一样东西是你的。
Sometimes I would go back to as far as their birth and come back all the way to the current time and say which one of them is yours.
可是我发现我自己也常常觉得很多东西是我的。
But for myself, a lot of the times I would think that these are mine too.
我时间是我的。
The time is mine.
身体的精力是我的。
My energy is mine.
这个头脑思考的能力也是我的。
The thinking ability is mine.
如果人家讲我这个身体健壮，我就会觉得很好啊，是我努力的啊。
If people call me healthy and fit, I will be very glad because this is my efforts.
如果人家说我这个头脑聪明，我也很高兴，因为好像是我努力得来的。
And if people call me smart, I would also be very happy because I worked hard on it.
那我们很多人奋斗到来到 UM 啊。
So after we made a lot of efforts, a lot of us made a lot of efforts in coming to the University of Michigan.
你来到 UM 的时候，每一个学生都是觉得很自豪，因为很多人要进来都进不来。
Many students here are actually very proud of themselves because a lot of people they applied but were rejected.
当然，如果你请的是另外一个学校而进不去来这里的话，你就没有不会觉得很骄傲。
Of course, if you apply to other universities and you ended up here, you won't be proud of yourself.
但是我们总是觉得是我们自己奋斗来的。
But we always have this mentality that they are all out of our own efforts.
那我们很少会想到说，万一我今天没有生在中国，我没有生在台湾，我没有生在美国，我反而生在非洲的话，那个穷的地方。
Have we ever thought about if we were not born in mainland China, not born in the United States, not born in Taiwan, but in Africa, what will be, what will we be ended up with?
很穷的部落里头，你再怎么奋斗都没有用的。
In those tribes, in great poverty, despite all your efforts, you will not be able to get out.
很多时候，我们像这个浪子一样，我们觉得有许多是我们应该得的。
Many a time we are just like this lost son. We think that we deserve everything.
他说，父亲把我应得的家业分给我。
Father, give me my share of the estate.
他在醒悟之前呢，他是不知恩典的人。
So before he came to senses, he was a person with no gratitude.
一个不知道恩典的人是很难相处的人。
A person with no gratitude, is a person very hard to get along with.
因为他认为什么东西都是他的。
Because he thinks that everything belongs to him.
什么东西都是他应该要有的。
And everything, he needs to have.
那我们常常也是这个态度对神来说。
And a lot of the times that we have the same attitude towards God.
讲到教会里面服事的时候，我们想的是我的时间不够用，怎么还可以分出来？
For example, in the church ministry, we always think, I don't have enough time. Why should I do this for the church?
那你有没有想到我的时间啊？我们是把它看成是我的时间。
And we always think the time as my time.
我的精力。
My energy.
我赚来的钱。
The money that I made.
这是一个浪子的一个心态。
And this is the mentality of this lost son.
他认为这些都是他的。
He thinks that everything belongs to him.
在他还没有醒悟之前，他不知恩典。
Before he came to senses, he doesn't have any gratitude.
第二，他在还没有醒悟之前，他不知道恩情。
He doesn't know the love.
什么叫恩情？
What is love?
也就是说，他不晓得他跟他父亲的关系。
This means that he doesn't know the relationship between him and his father.
他也不感激他跟他父亲的关系。
And he's not grateful for this relationship between him and his father.
十二节说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
So verse 12, the younger one said to his father, Father.Give me my share of the estate.
拿到这些还不够。
And he's not satisfied with the estate his father gave him.
十三节就过了不多几日。
So in verse 13, not long after that.
那个小儿子做什么呢？
So what did the younger son do?
他就把他一切所有的就把他怎么样收拾起来，然后。起来往远方去。
The younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country.
为什么要到远方去？
Why did he have to go to this distant country?
因为如果他有他的产业，爸爸还在旁边的话，通常会发生什么事情？
So just imagine if he has his property and his father is still there, what would happen?
如果你妈妈给你一个，你爸爸给你一个 iPhone。
So, say your father or your mother give you an iPhone.
然后你整天在家里，他也在你旁边。
And you were at home, and then they were around you.
你有没有用 iPhone 的自由？
Do you have the freedom to use the iPhone?
没有。
No.
你巴不得收拾起来到远方去。
So you just cannot wait and then pack up and then go to a distant country.
到远方去就是上几周你就到了这个什么 music camp 去。
For example, you go to the music camp a couple of weeks ago.
爸爸妈妈偶尔周日来看看你。
And probably the parents will visit you occasionally over the weekend.
那你就有自由。
And then you will enjoy your freedom.
我们要离得越远越好。
We have to go as far as possible.
我们要有完全的自由。
To have this in, the complete freedom.
不是只是青少年了，我们成人也是一样。
Not just for the youth, adults are the same.
我们不想把神把看得太不是不想太听太多神的事情。
We don't really want to listen to too much of God.
我们常常说你来教会，但是不要太火热。
Many a time we would say, go to church, but not to be too zealous.
你信耶稣不要太信得太真。
And believe in Jesus, but not too true.
然后呢，就好像有一个距离，保持一个距离。
So you have to keep this distance.
保持一个距离的话，心里面不会难受。
So with this distance, you're not going to be your heart will not get hurt.
当你不按着神的这个心意去。过生活的时候你不需要在那里看到神的这个愁眉的苦脸。
So when you're not living according to God's commandments, you are not going to face his punishment.
所以这个浪子在行路之前他也不知恩情，他希望能够保持一个距离，离得远一点。
So before the lost son came back to senses, he was not living in this relationship.
他想到一个地方没有规则，没有人在管他。
He wanted to go to a country that no one can discipline him anymore.
他要的是完全的自由。
What he wanted is complete freedom.
这是第二点。
So this is the second point.
他在醒悟之前，他还有一件事情不知道的。
And before he came back to senses, there's one more thing that he wasn't aware of.
他不知道恩典会用尽。
He didn't know that the grace has an end.
他不知恩尽。
He doesn't know the end of the grace.
经文这里说，他来到远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
So he went, according to the scripture, it said he went to a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living.
然后十四节刚刚他已经讲，然后就耗尽一切所有的。
And 14, he had spent everything.
每个人的人生，你们都是你们都是贷款来的，贷款。
So you actually are living on mortgage for each one of you in your life.
你们每一样东西都是借来的。
Everything was on loan.
你的生命气息是借来的。
Your breath.
你这个漂亮的脸是借来的。
Your beautiful faces.
因为有一天这些都要过去。
Because every one of them is going to pass away.
你我们在那里任意放荡，随着自己的心，你最任意放荡浪费资财，他这里并没有说这个儿子一定过什么不道德的生活。
So pay attention to here, it said he squandered his wealth in wild living. It doesn't necessarily mean that he was living an immoral life.
虽然在这个三十节的时候，他的哥哥说：“你的儿子和娼妓就是他好像是在这个跟妓女在一起那是他哥哥讲的话，他哥哥也不知道他怎么过生活的。
”So even though in verse 30, his brother actually slandered him that he squandered his property. He lived with prostitutes, but this is a different side of the story, and we didn't really know what's going on with his brother.
那儿子是任意放荡，浪费资财。
So this younger son squandered his wealth in wild living.
浪费不一定是花天酒地。
So squander does not necessarily mean that always having feasts.
那浪费其实是用钱不去想到后果。
Squander is you do not think about the consequences when you spend.
你说我花钱想后果的。
So you say to yourself, oh yeah, I...When I spend money, I would think about the consequences.
那我的儿子花钱，他只想到明天。
And when my son spends, he only thinks about tomorrow.
他想不到下个星期。
And he is not aware about next week.
我花钱呢，我想到前面几十年。
So when I spend, I always think about decades before me.
但是很多人花钱的时候，并没有想到死之后的问题。
But when not a lot of people think about after you die, when they spend money.
这其实就是中国讲的五十步叫笑一百步的这个意思。
So this is very much similar to a Chinese saying. So whoever runs slower laughs at who runs slowest.
But,
right.
Yeah. It talks about two people who are running away from something. One running slower than the other person. The slower one laughs at the faster one say that he is scared and run faster than him because he just run faster. But they're both scared. 你要知道这个他讲到浪费的时候耶稣讲过一个比喻无知的财主。
So when Jesus was talking about the concept of squandering, he had a parable about an ignorant slave owner.
Of a rich person.
Ignorant rich person.
那无知的财主做什么呢？他赚了很多，他就想说要盖仓房。那个他其实想的挺远的，以后他这个后半生要怎么过
？So he was thinking about once he has so much harvest, so much money, he's going to build a bigger barn so that he's going to save up for the rest of his life.
他算一算，他发现到说，哇，我这次盖了这个仓房，储存了所有的东西之后，我就可以一生一世不怕了。
So he did a little calculation and thought that, okay, after I built this barn, and I can just store up for the rest of my life, and I don't have to worry anymore.
然后他就告诉自己说，我以后就可以快快乐乐的过日子。
And he said to his soul that you can enjoy the rest of a life.
在人看来这是很不得了的事情。
So to man, in the eyes of a man, it's actually very outstanding.
有人会说你这几个孩子上了 UM 啊，有人说 University of Money 啊。
So people might say to you, oh, you have all your kids actually are going to University of Michigan, University of Money.
那你全部上完之后，你还可以快快乐乐、快快乐乐的过度日啊。
So all of them are going there, and then so afterwards you can enjoy the rest of your life.
你真了不起啊。
This is such a great feat of you.
每个人都想要这样子。
Everyone wants to have this life.
所以现在都辛辛苦苦的工作。
So we work really hard.
可是神怎么对他说
？But what does God say to him?
他说：“无知的财主。”
You ignorant rich man.
你可以把你一生安排的好好的，以后再也不愁吃不愁穿的时候，你还是无知的。
You can arrange the entire life of yours, but you are still ignorant.
所以你从这个观点来看的话，神说，如果今天我要取你的性命的话，你要怎么办
？So from this perspective, if God says to tells you that today I'm going to take your life, what are you going to do?
你要怎么面对你的造物主？
How are you going to face your creator?
你所留下来的东西要给谁
？The things that you have, what are you, who are you going to pass to?
所以这个儿子呢，他带了这些财物之后，就任意放荡、浪费之财的意思，就是说他并没有考虑到这个永恒的事情。
So this younger son, he squandered his wealth in wild living. He wasn't having this perspective of eternal things.
他以为说生命那里他不知恩典这些东西在他生命出现了他就可以尽量的用。
So he wasn't grateful for the things coming to his life and he thinks that he can use at his will all what he has.
他也没有想到说我算一算也许平常的人可以活到80岁那我现在到80岁可能还有几十年的时间。
He hasn't even calculated, okay, a normal guy can probably live up to 80,And how many decades do I still have if I want to live up to 80?
他认为这些都是他自己的。
So he thinks that everything was his.
然后他就尽量的用。
And then he could just squander them.
不知恩会尽。
He was ignorant of that there is an end to this grace.
有一天这一切都要过去。
And all this will pass.
2008年。
In 2008.
我们经济不是往下掉吗？
Our economy plummeted.
很多人这个原来退休的掉了之后就又出来工作。
So a lot of people who was planning to retire after they lost their retirement, they have come back to work.
那时候我还想，一开始还没想清楚。
I wasn't very clear in the beginning.
我说那些人不是已经退休了吗？
And I thought, have they already retired?
他们不是有退休金吗？
Don't they have their 401k or pension?
为什么这个这个经济一掉的时候，他们忽然间又没钱了。
Why they lost their wealth when the economy plummeted?
那如果你银行里面有50万
，So for example, if your bank account has 500,000,
那你经济恐慌的时候，你银行还是有50万，是不是
？But you still have 500,000 in your bank account.
我那时候想的比较简单的时候，就想为什么他们就忽然间又要出来工作
？So I was pretty simple-minded that time, and was wondering why they had to come back to work.
后来想一想，哦，原来他们的大部分的钱都在股票上。
And then it came to me that most of their wealth was actually in stock.
你是根据你那个股票的价钱认为说你现在可以退休。
And according to the price of the stock market, then you realize, okay, you make the conclusion that you can stop working and retire.
股票一跌，你就什么钱都没了。
However, when the stock market went down, you lost your wealth.
原来你之前你认为你可以快快乐乐过日子，你是把那个期望建立在股票上。
Beforehand, you thought that you could live a happy life because your hope was based on the stock market.
那个，所以我发现我们人常常就会建立在一种的泡泡上面啊。
And many a time, I think our life are actually based on bubbles.
箴言着说，多梦多言，其中多有虚幻。
The proverb says.
传道书。传道书啊。
箴言传道 OK. Ecclesiastes says, you dream a lot and you talk a lot, and there are so many fantasies in it.
你只要敬畏神。
But what you only have to revere God.
所以我们常常活在一个假象当中。
And we are always living in the bubbles, the illusions.
我们以为我们今天的健康明天还可以用。
We think that we have a health today and it will last till tomorrow.
我们以为这些都是我们的。
We think all of them belong to us.
常常需要一个医生的一句话，我们忽然间醒过来，糟糕。
And a sentence from the doctor can wake us up.
原来我们以为有的是没有的。
Whatever we thought we had, actually we don't have.
所以你在醒悟之前，我们在醒悟之前真的不晓得这些都是会用尽的有一天。
So before we came to senses, we actually don't realize that there will be an end.
那在醒悟的时候呢？
So when we come back to senses,
浪子就面对到这个环境的尽头。
So the lost son,came to the ends of the environment.
在十四节他说竟耗尽一切所有的 又遇到那个地方大遭饥荒。
So in verse 14, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country.
环境有时候会到尽头的。
Sometimes there is an end in the environment.
我以前做药剂师。
So I was a pharmacist.
那药剂师以前的 这份工作很好。
So pharmacist was actually a very good job.
Was, okay. 那
was.
今天呢就不怎么好。虽然我们在座的有一些是学生，不好意思啊。
I know there are some pharmacy students here, but yeah, regardless of that, pharmacy is not the best choice now.
你知道零八年这个药剂师有多好吗？啊。
Do you know how good the pharmacist used to be?
钱赚的不一定比人家多。
you don't really make a whole lot of money than other people.
但是老板都听你的。
But your boss would actually listen to you.
老板要看你的眼色。
And your boss would actually, and your boss would actually, yeah, listen to you.
那如果说有这个病人跟药剂师吵架的话。
So whenever there is a quarrel between the patient and the pharmacist.
那个老板会来就是讨好病人让打发他离开。
So the boss is actually going to come out, appease this patient and ask him to leave.
那病人走了之后他转过身会告诉药剂师说不要管他。
And then after the patient left, he would turn around and talk to the pharmacist and say, okay, don't worry about this patient.
那好得不得了。
So the boss would actually treat you really, really nice.
啊，我是06年来读神学的，我不是因为工作很糟的时候想不开的。
I actually came to the seminary in 2006, and it was still at a time when pharmacist was a good job.
那零八年之后，你发现就来到这个尽头啊。
So in 2008, we came to this end.
突然间反过来，工作很难找。
And it's so hard to look for positions.
那老板要什么就有什么。
And with whatever a boss needs, he can get.
所以药剂师就突然间变得很难做。
So pharmacists became a very challenging job.
你就发现到会面对到环境的尽头。
And there you came to this end of the environment.
他也面对到自己的尽头。
And he also came to the ends of himself.
他经文说他穷苦起来了。
According to scripture, it says he began to be in need.
他所有的都用完了。
He had spent all he had.
然后他也面对这个人间的尽头。
And he also came to the ends of the society.
十五节说他去投靠那里的一个人 那人打发他到田里去放猪他恨不得拿猪所吃的这个豆荚充饥只是没有人给他。
So in verse 15, so he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to this field to feed pigs. How he longed to fill his stomach with the pods.
恨不得是一个很强烈的这个感受的。
So this is such a strong feeling when he said how he longed to fill.
我们会说我恨不得能够进 Stanford.
And we probably would say how we long to go to Stanford.
好啊，我们恨不得进哈佛。
How we long to go to Harvard.
你不会说我恨不得吃猪所吃的东西。
And you would never say how I long to eat the food of the pigs.
你会恨不得猪所吃的东西的话，就表示你已经穷到一个地步，没有办法了。
So when you really think that how you long to eat the food of the pigs, this means that you really are so in such a poverty.
就当我们不知道以前的都是恩典的时候，有一天用尽的时候，我们会走到一个尽头。
So when we did not know that what we had was grace, we would come to this end.
这时候浪子就醒悟过来。
And at that point of the time, the lost son came back to senses.
他说他在家里做奴隶。
He said, he could go back to home and be a servant.
十七节他醒悟过来就说我父有多少的雇工口粮有余我倒在这里饿死吗我要起来对到我父亲那里去向我父亲说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配做你的儿子把我当这一个雇工。
So in verse 17, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food in spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father.
他在家里做奴隶要比在外面好。
To be a hired man at home, to be a slave at home is better than dying outside.
在还没醒悟之前，他在想说，在家里，就是在做家里的奴隶，巴不得出去。
So before he came to senses, he thought that staying at home is actually a slave at home, and so how he longed to go out.
那醒悟过来的时候，发现原来真正好的是在神里头。
So, and after he came to senses, he realized that the best thing is to be in the family of God.
在我们当中也有一些父母。
There are parents sitting among us.
在小孩子小的时候，拼命地鼓励他们去学东西。
So when your kids are younger, you encourage them endlessly to learn things.
等到孩子大的时候，醒悟过来。
After they grow up, you come to senses.
原来孩子真正需要的是要来到神面前。
That the best thing that the child needs is actually to go to God.
很多我们在我们当中，我们认为，今天我们需要的是这个，需要的是那一个。等我上完大学，等我毕业，等我工作，等我赚钱。
So a lot of people among us, we would think that we need this or that until we graduate from college, we get a job, have a family.
然后我们碰到一些困难的时候，我们才发现到原来真正我需要的是神。
And we encounter some difficulties, and at that time, we realize that what we really need is God.
这个就是所谓的我们从这个中国大陆来的或者无神论的，他们就说这些人就是因为意志力薄弱，所以碰到困难的时候呢，想不开的时候就要依靠神。
So this is actually what, for example, people from mainland, we call them weak in determination, that when they have difficulties, they would go to God.
我讲这个意思不是要取笑，我也不是这个意思。我乃是要告诉大家说，老实说，我们应该要更正确的看说，这一个世界是没有办法完全靠我们走得过去的。
So what I'm trying to say here is that we have to remind everyone of us. So there are things in this world that we cannot walk by ourselves.
就算你能面对这一生，你要怎么面对死后这一位神？
Even though you can face the entire your life, how can you face God after your death?
所以我们认为说意志薄弱的，乃是有时候其实就是面对现实。
So weak in determination sometimes is when you have to go and then face the reality.
我小时候喜欢下象棋。
I loved to play chess when I was younger.
那我就常常跟我叔公下象棋。
And I always played with my grand uncle when I was younger.
我跟他下象棋的时候总是输的。
When I played chess with him, I always lost.
下多少盘就输几盘。
Regardless of how many rounds I played.
那总有一到一个时候，我必须面对现实。
So there must be a time that I actually came to face the reality.
也许有一天我下象棋会赢他。
Maybe there will be a day that I will actually beat him.
那也许是等到他老年痴呆的时候。
But maybe after he has dementia or Alzheimer's disease.
要不然的话，我就心服口服。
Or I would lose with my heart.
也许真的有一天我就聪明了，我可以下赢他。
And maybe one day I would become smart and would win him over chess.
但是那一段时间我必须要认定面对一个现实，就是我是不可能就赢的。
But during that period of time, I have to face this reality that there is no chance for me to win.
我这里有一张图。
So here I have a graph.
你们知道这是什么吗？
Do you know what is this?
这个是 3D 的画像。
This is a 3D graph.
3D 的画像是什么？
What is a 3D image?
如果你看这个表面的时候，你看不出有什么，它只是很漂亮而已。
So superficially, you cannot really see anything. It's pretty.
你看不到什么，是因为你的焦点放在这个图的表面上。
You cannot see anything because your focus is on the surface of this image.
你唯一能够在这个图里头看到有两只长脚长颈的鸟，后面有两座山，然后山上面有一颗太阳，然后是立体的，是当你不把你的焦点放在这个图的表面上。
So only when you move your focus away from the surface of the image, can you see there are two birds, and afterwards there are, behind them there are two mountains and sun.
那 也就是说你的焦点这个纸是不是你们看累了没这个我们的焦点不能放在这一个表面上
So we have to move our focus away from the surface
我们的焦点你的眼光的焦点你要训练你的眼睛看这个焦点是放在纸的后面
And we have to focus behind the paper
你只有当你的这个眼光放在 角度那个焦点放在纸的后面的时候你才发现那块图案就忽然间呈现出来了
So only after you put your focus behind the paper can you really see the image、so vivid in front of your eyes
这不是心理作用
And this is not psychology
我第一次看的时候我不会看的时候我就巴不得看到东西然后就忽然间这个看了然后就前面出现一个黑的圆圆的
So the first time I tried, I was working so hard, and all of a sudden I saw a black circle in front of me.
那是心理作用。
And this is psychological effect.
看到眼花之后就看到一个黑黑的。
And after I lost my focus, I saw a black circle.
然后我的同学就告诉我说，不是，不是黑的，是立体的，彩色的球。
And my classmate actually told me, no, this is not a black circle, it's actually a 3D,colorful sphere.
当你学眼光放在这个图的后面，你就忽然间发现有一个立体的球的时候。
So after you focus behind the image, and then you found this image of ball.
啊，你就醒悟了。
And then you come to senses.
你就发现原来是真实存在的。
And you will find that this is real.
这是客观存在的东西。
This is objective.
这不是说你看的是一样，他看的是另外一样，然后我看的是完全不一样。
This is not like somebody see this image, somebody see another image, and I see a different image.
是所有的人看的都一样。
That everybody sees the same image.
这个人生你看到你只有这个画面的时候，你会走到一个尽头。
So when you only focus on the superficial image, you will go to an end.
然后你发现到原来还有一个附加我可以去的那你就把眼光放在这一生的后面比这一生更远的时候
When you found this extension that you can actually if you can see that then you will get your focus on this extension and you will have a beautiful, more richer life
你发现你的人生虽然这样子看还是很漂亮但是还更丰富
So the superficial image is pretty enough but the 3D image is richer
所以当这个浪子要回头的时候他醒悟之后
So when the lost son finally came back to senses
他说我倒要在这里饿死吗
He said how can I starve to death here
他要回头
And he is willing to go back
他要认罪
And he is willing to repent
说我得罪了天
That I have sinned against the heaven
基督徒不是悔改为了让自己好过一点。
So Christians, they do not repent to make themselves feel better.
基督徒悔改是因为他发现有一位真神，我们得罪了这一位真神。
And Christians, they repent because they know there is a true God, and then they have sinned against this God.
基督徒悔改是因为他发现到天上有一个家，而这么多年来，我都把家里的那个父亲忽略掉了。
And Christians, they repent because they realize there is a home in heaven, and for so many years, they have forsaken this home.
基督徒悔改不是因为说，悔改之后能够上天堂，然后不要下地狱。
Christians, they repent not just because they want to go to heaven after they die, not to hell.
基督徒悔改是因为他发现到那一位神是。他需要敬一生敬拜。
Christians they repent because they know there is a God who they have to use their entire life to worship.
所以他回去的时候，他就开始晓得恩典了。
So after he came, went back home, he started to understand the grace.
他就说我不配。
And he said, I am not worthy.
成为你的儿子。
To be called your son.
你的孩子来，我不配做你的孩子。
So when your children came to you and say, "I'm not worthy to be called your child,"
那是不得了的事。
And this is such an amazing thing.
大概不会发生了。
Hopefully, it's not going to happen.
但是我们来到父神面前，真的我不配做你的儿子。
But we come to this God, Father, and we say that we are not worthy to be your children.
我一生所有的都不配。
I'm not worthy of anything in my life.
我不配站在这里讲道。
I am not worthy to stand here to preach.
我不配在这里领诗歌。
I'm not worthy to be here to lead the worship.
我甚至不配坐在那里听讲道唱诗歌。
I'm not even worthy to sit there to listen to the sermon and to sing the songs.
我们像那个利未人躲在后面的一个角落说，神啊，我真的不配。
And we are like that Levite and hiding in the corner and say, God, I'm not worthy.
一个醒悟的人是晓得恩典的。
A person who has come back to senses is a person who knows the grace.
每一个人他生活中发生的每一样事情都是恩典。
Everything in their life is a grace.
坐在旁边令你讨厌的先生太太也是恩典。
And this detestable husband or wife sitting beside you is also a grace.
听懂了没有？你真的知道恩典，你就不会觉得他讨厌。
So if you really understand grace, you will not think that he or her is detestable.
后面呢，有一首诗是我要越过去了啊。
So there is a poem.
它是讲到浪子的一个经历，用一首诗来描写的。
So this poem describes the experience of the lost son.
在中间他讲到，直到有一天抬头透视，看见彩虹。
It says until one day I looked up and saw you behind the rainbow.
彩虹是讲到神的应许。
The rainbow refers to the promise of God.
他就愿意回家。
And he is willing to go back home.
浪子的比喻在讲什么？
So what is the meaning of the parable of the lost son?
浪子的比喻就是说，当你生活中还在自己忙碌的在跑自己的路的时候，
So when you are in your life running your own course,
我们需要清醒过来。
We have to come to senses.
首先让我们能够忙碌的这些都是神的恩典。
So first, we have to work for God.
第二，让我们忙碌到我们没有时间给神的这个神是我们应该要亲近的神。
And this God, second, this God who makes us so busy is a God we have to get close to.
第三
，third，
我们今天能够忙碌的这个本钱有一天会用完。
We are going to use up all our energy, our time.
我们不需要等到那一天。
And we don't have to wait till that moment.
我们需要醒悟过来。
And we have to come back to senses.
我们的人生不是只是那表面那个绿色漂亮的东西，那我们人生其实还有更丰富的一面。
Our life should not stay on the superficial green, pretty image. We have a deeper and richer meaning with our lives.
你知道为什么绿色的吗？
Do you know why the color is green?
钱是绿色的。
Because that's the color of the money.
但是你在永生里头，焦点放在永生里头的时候，你发现神给我们的这些金钱还有更大的意义。
But in eternity, you will find that all the wealth that God has bestowed to you has a deeper and richer meaning.
今天时间超过了，但是我还是要唱一首歌。
I have already run over time, but I still want to sing a song.
我们今天没有主日学之后，我们就有教会的 picnic， 所以我们等一下结束就结束，然后我们就有教会的野餐午餐在外面。
We're not going to have Sunday school today, but we're going to have a church picnic, and then so after the preaching, the singing, we're going to be dismissed and then join the picnic.
所以大家不要紧张啊。
So don't worry.
那这首诗歌。
So this song.
讲到爱的呼唤。
Is the love's calling.
不是郭富城的这个爱的呼唤。
It's not 郭富城 a popular Chinese singer song.
这首歌比他更早。
And this song actually predated 郭富城的song。
我们一起起立。
So let's arise。
我唱，你们跟着跟着唱啊，跟着哼。
The pastor will sing and let's follow。
人生像黑暗里沉睡，人生像断雁惊风吹，惊风吹，恍惚时烟消去，难见真理独流泪。耶稣愿宽恕万重罪，耶稣也替君解空虚，快接受基督舍身的爱，寻找了真盼望，莫疑虑，一生交在他手里，抛开万事心顾虑，要立志接受真理，寻找爱自己是良机。耶稣愿宽恕万重罪，耶稣为你舍身去，将一生交基督手里，寻找了真盼望，莫疑虑。这首歌原来是广东歌来的。
This used to be a Cantonese song。
我们再唱一遍。
And let's sing again。
广东的弟兄姐妹，你们就用广东话唱。
So Cantonese brothers and sisters, feel free to sing in Cantonese。
人生像黑暗里沉睡，人生像断雁惊风吹，惊风吹，仿佛是烟消去，难见真理独流泪。耶稣愿宽恕万重罪，耶稣也太关在红海，快接受基督舍身的爱，寻找了真盼望，莫疑虑，一生交在他手里，抛开万事心顾虑，要立志接受真理，寻找爱自在是良机。耶稣愿宽恕万重罪，耶稣为你舍身去，将一生交给主手里，寻找了真盼望，莫疑虑。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢。
Heavenly Father, we come before you。
你是我们的天父。
You are our Father。
许多时候，我们
many a time，
我们不晓得感恩。
We are ungrateful。
我们也不感激有这样的一位天父。
And we are not grateful to have such a great Father。
我们更不晓得我们的人生，我们舒适的生活会走到尽头。
And we are not aware that there will be an end to our life。
我们在地上，我们浪费我们的时间，我们在用我们的时间，用我们的资财，我们总以为说这些是无止境的。
And Lord, we squander our time, our wealth on earth, thinking that they are endless。
问题还不是这一天会不会来到。
And the question is not that whether this day will come。
问题是当我们这样子的过一生的时候，我们把那更丰盛的生命撇在一边。
The question is that when we live such a life, we are going to set aside this more blessed life.
帮助我们能够醒悟过来。
Lord, help us to come back to senses.
帮助我们的眼光能够放在那个图面的后面。
That we can focus behind this image.
让我们能够看到那永恒的荣耀。
That we can see this eternal glory.
从永恒的光中再来看我们的一生。
From this eternal perspective to look at our lives.
让我们能够醒悟过来。
That we can come back to senses.
那些还没认识你的。
For those who have not yet known you.
主啊，我们求主你也开他们的眼睛。
Lord, we pray that you open their eyes.
最终不是一个理性的决定。
This is not a sensible decision.
我们要透过我们理性思考，但是我们更是要用我们的心来向你悔改。
We have to think through our senses, but with our hearts, we have to repent.
让我们看见我们的一生还有一个丰盛的主在我们生命中。
That we can see in our lives there is such a God with this bountifulness.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们能够回家。
That we can go back to home.
回到父的家里面。
To your family, to your home.
要比一切来得更好。
Which is much better than anything in our life.
求主你在这个星期不断地向我们呼唤。
Lord, call us through the entire week.
让我们晓得我们需要。
That we know we need you.
我们需要转向你。
That we have to turn back to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.